Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzin' with you today with Ethan Lane, talking about the top-up payment for cattle producers and more in just a moment.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at The Ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural spring bull sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Congress promised additional monies for beef cattle producers this last December, and the Biden administration has signaled that that's going to happen very soon. And the top hired hand in Washington for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane, is pleased.
Well, I mean, for the cattle industry specifically, I think we're pleased to hear that they're going to follow Congress's intent. They're going to follow the plan that was laid out back in December in that year-end deal and process that extra $1.4 billion in payments out to cattle producers in the next 30 days or so. That's good news. That's in line with what we were hoping, 45 days or so from Vilsack being confirmed. That'll put us on a track for mid-May. So we're pleased to hear that. That's progress, and hopefully that'll be welcome support to some of our producers out in the country that didn't get as much back in the spring of last year as they were hoping for, given when they marketed cattle.
The other things that were in that whole announcement regarding coming back actually to agriculture, to production agriculture, anything else in there that may be of interest to producers?
I know different segments of agriculture are going to have sort of a different playing field to deal with. It sounds like USDA is going to go back in and re-examine in that CFAP program and try to determine if there is a sort of an equitable distribution among different groups. The cattle industry portion is out of that mix simply because there's so much statutory language from December that sort of directs USDA as to how to distribute that money to cattle producers. But it sounds to me like there's going to be a little more of a conversation for the rest of agriculture. So if you're a diversified operation, if you're looking at that $20 planted acre payment, it sounds like there's going to be a little bit longer wait on that while they figure out how to administer that program and sort of make it fit with the Biden administration's priorities.
And we talked with Ethan about some of the players being appointed by the Biden administration that the industry's going to have to work with in the days to come.
Well, look, we can work with whoever the administration appoints. That's what we do back here is try to find common ground and keep the industry moving forward. The Biden administration has a lot of different interests to keep happy. There's a lot of different voices in the Democratic Party who want to feel like they're being heard in 2021. So we're going to see a lot of special advisors and appointments and nominees from a lot of different perspectives. This is going to be anything but a lockstep, really uniform vision type of administration. And we just have to be prepared for that. We're going to see people appointed that are really, really, kind of diametrically opposed, or at least in their background to our worldview. And we're going to see folks that we have long histories with and have a good relationship and an understanding of common ground with. And they're going to have to balance all those voices inside the administration as well, just like we're going to have to find ways to work with those different opinions.
I guess the one topic that's going to be overriding across a lot of agencies will be climate change.
It will. And then that is an issue that as we've said before, is going to dominate the next few years' conversation. We're hearing again this morning about some of Secretary Vilsack's plans for a carbon bank. Republicans on Capitol Hill, especially ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Bozeman, continues to feel like they need more authorization from Congress before they can use the CCC for carbon bank payments. But we're hearing this morning that they're already moving forward and hoping to have some of that lined out by the end of 2021. So, you know, that's going to have to come to a head at some point. How producers engage with some of those plans and how we make sure that producers are not being penalized for the good work they're doing, but instead are being rewarded for the good work that we're doing on climate.
Head of the Washington office for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. All purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, gardnerangus.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.